Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, this is an interesting approach to your view of government. Do you think governments should own commercial properties with tenants and office buildings and all of that? Many would argue that is not the core mission of the government and probably not something that taxpayer money should be spent on. That is what is about to happen, or it's been voted on, I believe, in the city of Chesterfield. And we've got Bob Nation with us this morning. Of course, former mayor, longtime mayor of the city of Chesterfield. Bob, welcome in.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So update people who aren't familiar with what's going on here. City Council, I believe, has now taken a positive vote and moved forward on the purchase of this property that sits just behind the old Chesterfield Mall and sort of not far from the amphitheater there in Chesterfield, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Back in August, there were two council meetings. On the 18th of August, I believe, the City Council voted to approve the execution of the sales contract. And but they're still within their due diligence period. There's been no closing. There have been no details as far as the financing. So it's not too late for concerned residents to send in their concerns to their, you know, city officials, council members via an email or phone calls, and urge them to rescind their previous approval.
So Bob, the reasoning behind this is that the city was considering building a parking garage. This is the reasoning that I was given. They were considering building a parking garage, and when they looked into what it would cost, they claim that it's cheaper for them to pay $17.1 million for this existing building and parking garage than to go to the trouble to build one themselves. You dispute that, right?
Yes, those estimates, frankly, we've come up with a source where those estimates came from. I personally have consulted with an architect who is familiar with these construction costs, and he's confirmed that those estimates were probably almost double what reality would present.
Was it considerably more than $17 million?
No, it'd be less.
Well, no, right. You think the original estimate was overblown. What did they estimate it at originally?
Well, okay. So this was just, you know, a paper cup. So in a memo that was recently obtained by a Sunshine request from a concerned resident, they were quoting $40,000 to $50,000 per parking space would be the cost. So if you do quick math and say a 400 car parking garage at 40,000, that would be 16 million. But those estimates, according to a professional that I've consulted with, are way, way exaggerated.
Okay.
So, you know, the, if I might, for a second, you know, I'd written in a letter to the editor of West News Magazine, another individual by the name of Robert Singer also wrote one in. And there's another individual that's not been published yet, but I've been provided a copy of another letter to the editor that another individual sent in. And it's a fairly short one, but the lead paragraph, I think, is an interesting, you know, it kind of succinctly tells about it. It says, "Dear editor," and this is it, sent in by a Kenny Cott, a Chesterfield resident. "Most of those who have looked into the city of Chesterfield's intentions to purchase the Mass Mutual property at 16150 Main Circle Drive for $17.3 million know that the city is planning to pay substantially more for the property than it's worth. But what's worse is that the city's stated reasons for doing so don't make any sense whatsoever."
And
that's just lead paragraph.
Yeah. So as mayor, when you were still mayor, you opposed this idea. You left office, and now under the new administration, they got enough votes on the council to move ahead with this. What's it going to take to slow this train down if people hear this and decide that this is not how they want their taxpayer money spent?
Well, send an email to cityofficials@chesterfield.mo.us.
Okay.
Alternatively, they can first initial last name of their individual council members at the same at chesterfield.mo.us.
You clearly, by reaching out to talk about this, believe there's still a chance to turn this around?
Absolutely. Yeah. The city, you know, under Robert's rules or the legislative prerogatives, they can call for a special meeting or even at the next regular scheduled meeting, which is this coming Monday night at 7 p.m., they can put it on the agenda and rescind their previous approval.
And
as a matter of fact, even the contract still has what they call a due diligence for financing, and the financing, to my knowledge, has not even been presented to the council. So it would be inappropriate if the city administrator himself would have the authority to approve the terms and conditions and rates of for financing.
Yeah, is this going to be a bond issue, or is this just something the council's approving?
You know, I don't know for sure, but my guess, they're going regular commercial financing.
I see.
And the reason they're doing that is to avoid the state statute that otherwise requires voter approval.
All right. Well, Bob Nation, former Mayor Chesterfield, we appreciate you telling us your take on all this. And if people are concerned, they need to reach out to their current council members there. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
You bet. Good to get him on here. So that's still a chance to turn that around if you're opposed to it. Coming up, we're going to talk to our friend Griff Jenkins, who lives and resides up there in a town that I guess is currently the lights are out. We'll talk to Griff when we come back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.